we're just a couple of weeks away until Father's Day. How about that? Well, good Sunday morning to you. This June the 7th, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship. Go ahead, pull up a chair here at the table of fellowship. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. Maybe get a jelly donut or two. That does sound good. And let's fellowship today. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And so for the next 30 minutes, let's just prepare our hearts and minds to focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's start things off with a classic hymn with a new twist from Third Day. It's Blessed Assurance here on Sunday Worship.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. The word of all things, the glory divine. Here is salvation, purchase of God.
This is my story.
This is my story. Yeah. This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior. All the day long. This is my story. Yeah. This is my song.
Perfect submission.
Perfect submission.
All is at rest.
All is at rest.
I am my Savior.
I am my Savior.
Happy and blessed.
I'm happy and blessed.
Watching and waiting.
Watching and waiting.
Looking above.
Looking above.
Filled with His goodness.
Filled with His goodness,
lost in His love,
lost in His love. This is my story.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. Joey Kroll here with you. Hey, connect with me on Facebook. Just look up Joey Kroll Online. Just search that in on Facebook. Joey Kroll Online, K-R-O-L. Joey Kroll Online right there on Facebook. And two junior high friends were meeting in the school hallway, and one said to the other, "Jane told me you told her that secret I told you not to tell her." And she replied, "Well, she's so mean, I told her not to tell you." And the other wrapped up the conversation by saying, "Well, I told her I wouldn't tell you that she told me what you told her. So don't tell her I told you, okay?" That's great. Oh, gossip, gossip and secrets, dear friend, are a recipe for trouble. They really are. They really are. And let's do what God's Word tells us to do in Ephesians 4, to use our words to build each other up.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a forever mine. You
You're listening to Sunday Worship. Our hearts and our minds on Jesus today. You are listening to Sunday Worship. And when Christopher Columbus set sail from Spain in 1492, his goal was to sail west until he hit the east coast of Asia. Now, what he didn't bank on were two major roadblocks, which were the continents of North and South America. And so when he landed on a Caribbean island, he supposedly said, "You can't navigate without a decent map." Boy, isn't that the truth. For now, whether he said those words or not, I'm not really sure, but the statement, though, is true for life and for sailing the oceans. Friend, what map do you use to guide you through this life. See, friend, God has given us the Bible, His Word, to ensure that we arrive at our eternal destination. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, Christ.
Revelation 21 verse 3 says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things passed away."
When I'm down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise
Amen. The great sounds of Ivan Parker and You Raise Me Up. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I always enjoy hearing from you. Those who maybe email in from time to time, enjoy hearing from you, and you can send me a note anytime. joey@greatnewsradio.org. If you want to maybe get a reference to maybe a scripture passage I read or a song that we played, joey@greatnewsradio.org. And you can go back and re-listen to today's program at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones today and have drive-in church service. So hopefully it won't be too hot today. So pray for me. I greatly appreciate that. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.